You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Agreement to reduce the risk of conflicts in the skies over Syria as they carry out separate airstrikes.
The issue came up after Russia began bombing targets inside of Syria in support of the government in Damascus, claiming they were targeting Islamic terrorists. But many say they've been hitting American-backed Syrian rebels. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said the agreement should avoid a confrontation.
There's a series of protocols in place that effectively are intended to avoid any sort of risk of a mid-air incident between our air crews and Russian air crews.
The agreement includes specific safety protocols for air crews to follow, including specific communication frequencies to avoid troubles for aircraft operating in Syrian airspace. I'm John Clemens.
Syria and Russia confirmed that their leaders met in Moscow yesterday. With a deadly conflict raging at home, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad paid what's described as a working visit for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is USA Headline News.
Musicians, it's back. Guitar Center's massive price-slashing once-a-year blowout event, Rocktober. Don't miss the monstrous savings on guitars, drums, keys, DJ, pro audio, and more. Get a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99 or an Ibanez electric guitar for $129. Skip the party store and get everything you need to amp up your Halloween at Guitar Center with DJ quality black lights and laser effects or a 400-watt fog machine just $29 each. Thursday through Sunday only at Guitar Center. Boop!
The NCAA is putting distance between itself and daily fantasy sports websites. The association says it will not be smoothing out differences with the controversial sites and will block out advertising for them during the men's and women's basketball tournaments in the spring. The NCAA is against daily fantasy sports contests that are based on college sports because it considers them a form of gambling. Today is Back to the Future Day. It's the day Marty McFly time-traveled forward in the 1989 film Back to the Future Part 2. The film made some bold predictions about what life would be like in the year 2015, with self-tying shoes, flying cars powered by fusion engines, and hoverboards. However, some of those dreams of the future are closer than you might think. Lexus has made a hoverboard that uses the power of magnetic levitation to keep skaters aloft on specially modified tracks. Nike has filed a patent for shoes with self-tying laces. Now, the film also predicted that the Chicago Cubs would win the 2015 World Series. The real-life Cubs have some work to do to make that happen as they try to come back from a 3-0 series deficit in the National League Championship Series against the Mets, with Game 4 set for tonight. To mark the occasion of Back to the Future Day, Christopher Lloyd, who played Doc Brown, has a message for fans of the film.
The future has finally arrived. Yes, it is different than we all thought. But don't worry. It just means your future hasn't been written yet. No one's has. Your future is whatever you make it. So make it a good one.
Make it a good one, indeed. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Megan Jones-Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins. numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 70 degrees and screen's changed. Let's see. Tonight will be clear with a low around 49, and Thursday slight chance of showers after 3 p.m. and then Thursday night also slight chance of showers. And then Friday we have high near 58. Saturday mostly sunny, and Sunday a chance of showers. So it is currently 12:08.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good evening, this is Dr. Blood and my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the Haunted Village at the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the redmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show. And I am going to talk about domestic violence and more than just the violent aspect, but domestic abuse. Oftentimes we just think of domestic violence as being violent. We don't realize that there's many other ways that we can have abuse. So October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but I do think it's important that we know more about domestic violence than just what we think of in terms of domestic violence, which of course is that physical abuse that happens. So today has been, I'll just backtrack a little bit. Today has been my day of glitches. I generally like to promote my show on Facebook, LinkedIn, and on Twitter. And this morning, for whatever reason, Facebook was telling me that my links were inappropriate same things that I've always done. And it was interesting because when I would take away the 100 in chamber radio links, then I could post it. So I don't know what's going on with that. So I hope those of you that do follow me on Facebook that you did get this information about my program for today. So with that being said, I'm going to talk a little bit more about domestic violence. And of course, some of you know that it cycles around. We can get into, and I will say also, domestic violence is not only men against women. It can also be women against men. Women can be violent. Yes, we can. Actually, there's a greater tendency of men to be violent, but it does go both ways. And oftentimes, we don't even notice it at first, that there is the possibility of domestic violence. Part of what happens is we get involved in a relationship with someone who tends to be hot-tempered or demanding. And they do something, our feelings are hurt, they come, they apologize, they beg our forgiveness, they bring us flowers, and or make, you know, we make his favorite meal, those kinds of things, and we have what is called a honeymoon period, we make up, but then it cycles around again, and oftentimes it could get from verbal and emotional to even physical or sexual abuse. Again, it cycles around. Oh, I'm so sorry. I love you. Don't leave me. I don't know what got into me. You know, I have problems with my anger. I love you so much. And then things begin to ratchet up and we go right back down through that cycle. The thing is if you were to think of a spiral, the spiral starts small and it gets bigger and bigger so that the violence gets more violent. But there are, like I said, more ways of being abused, even though this is domestic violence, more ways of being abused or violated than just physical. We can have verbal abuse in our relationship. We can have emotional abuse. We can have intellectual abuse, economic abuse, and like I said, sexual abuse. And these things can be subtle, or they can be downright blatant. Domestic abuse is not only related, and I will say this too, to again, men against women or women against men, but domestic violence is any kind of violence in the home. So it can be towards children, a parent or a significant other towards child, or even a child to child. Sadly, I'm going to say domestic violence against men, I will say this, is often unreported because there's a social stigma attached, as with anything that's related to men. Men don't go get therapy. Men don't show their feelings. It's okay for a man to be violent in some cases. Boys will be boys, you know, that kind of thing. But domestic violence has anything to do with violence and or other abuse within the home. So I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more, break it down a little bit more so you get a clear understanding of this. And I will be back actually after a short news break. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's program, Counselor's Chat. I'm sorry, did I say news? News is at the half hour. It's actually a commercial break. I am sorry. I will be back after these few commercials. Take care.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll and I'm talking today about domestic violence. Again, that is violence of any kind of abuse, spousal abuse, intimate partner, battering, family violence, violence within a marriage, with cohabitants, intimate partners, child abuse. It can be heterosexual, same-sex, men to women, women to men, child to child, adult to child. Any kind of violence within the domicile, the home, within the family. So, as I said, there are many different layers of domestic violence or abuse. Physical is generally pretty understandable. I don't mean doing it, I mean clear cut. It's anything where it causes a feeling of physical pain or injury or physical suffering or bodily harm. Hitting, slapping, punching, shoving, hair pulling, scratching, biting, nose punching, ear pulling, finger pulling. Throwing objects, punching a wall, punching a window, breaking and kicking down a door. So sometimes, well, he didn't hit me, but he threw something. She didn't hit me, but she destroyed my computer. Anything that's a violent action is physical abuse. Oftentimes, someone who has that type of aggressive behavior may also be at a greater risk for substance abuse. In addition, someone who is the violent party may have symptoms of depression or emotional distress, maybe even some suicidal ideology, which means they're thinking about suicide, maybe even making some suicidal attempts. And this is also true for the person who is receiving the physical abuse. There's a greater risk, again, for substance abuse, depression, anxiety, emotional distress, suicidal thoughts. Studies show that children with a history of physical abuse may also have post-traumatic stress disorder. And I will say this, even adults who have undergone physical abuse may have post-traumatic stress disorder. What does that mean? It means the person is hypervigilant. They're always watching. Things seem okay right now, but I don't know. When am I going to get it? Okay. Might have some nightmares, some dreams, some flashbacks. Apparently, approximately one-third of children who experience physical abuse grow up to become physical abusers themselves or get into relationships where they are also physically abused. I have worked with people who have said, if my man doesn't hit me, he doesn't love me. That's really kind of a sad belief system. But that's what they got growing up. So physical abuse is a huge part. Now, sometimes we might not consider physical abuse as neglect. But neglect, not washing your children, they're wearing dirty clothes, they're not getting fed, they have no bedtime, there's no order in the house. That's abusive, and that is physical. It creates distress in the family environment. And sometimes, and this is something that I do have to say to my clients, you know, if I believe that there is child abuse, I have to report it. But in addition, if I believe that there is elder abuse, so sometimes our elders who are now weak, they too may be mistreated. And there's often a lack of understanding. Again, physical abuse, striking, punching, slapping, kicking, kneeing, headbunting, pushing, pulling, shaking, pinching, tripping, strangling, sleep deprivation, exposure to cold or heat, electric shock, cutting, exposure to dangerous animals, throwing, withholding food or medication, binding, shackling, biting, eye poking. Really? We do that to people we love? Well, there is treatment for physical abuse. Generally, when you're dealing with someone who is physically abusive, it's really helping them control their anger in a different way. In a healthy way, cognitive behavioral therapy often works very well. We'll talk more about that. But like I said, there are other aspects to abuse, such as verbal abuse, using our words in an abusive way, accusing and blaming, blocking someone from speaking, chronic forgetting on purpose, countering, damning, raging, criticizing and judging, minimizing and discounting, name-calling, ordering, undermining, threatening, withholding. None of these sound very loving, but these things happen within families. Verbal abuse can cause also post-traumatic stress disorder. It's tearing down someone with words. It's ripping them apart, which interestingly, the word sarcasm, and we're really good at sarcasm in this country. However, sarcasm's the original word, it's a Latin word, and it comes from tearing flesh. Well, that sounds kind of abusive, and that's oftentimes what happens with verbal abuse. We're tearing at someone verbally, minimalizing them, bullying them with our words. Attacking them possibly physically with our words, ripping at their self-esteem and attempting to make them a victim, attacking their emotional intelligence, calling them stupid, And again, anyone can experience verbal abuse in a family relationship. Adult to adult, adult to child, child to child. And as a consequence, oftentimes people become clinically depressed, suicidal, low self-esteem, or no self-esteem. Verbal abuse creates a great deal of emotional pain and mental anguish. Why is that? Well, you know, the black eye heals. The pain of it is gone. But the words, they get repeated in our head over and over and over. And so not only does the verbal abuse from the abuser come at us, it sticks in our brain and continues to abuse us long after the words were even spoken. That's why, in some ways, verbal abuse can be more detrimental to a person's physical health and mental health. And so often, it can even start from childhood. Meaning, I learned the language of my parents. My parents abused me verbally. That's what I do. I abuse my children or my significant other verbally, because I know how to do it. I've been taught to do it. That's how I learned how to fight. I have a picture. I don't know if some of you may have seen it on Facebook. It's a great photograph. It's actually a drawing of a parent who is verbally assaulting their child with words. Just posted it again on Facebook. I'm not sure. Even though I go on Facebook, I can't say that I am, what's the word I'm looking for, proficient at Facebook. So I'm not sure exactly where it got posted, though I did post it again. It's a picture of a parent sort of vomiting these negative words. And these words are going into the head of the child, being soaked into the head, and this poor child is just crying. Just crying. It's a very powerful image. If you can look it up, that would be a great thing. Anyway, so verbal abuse is pretty powerful. Like I said, it can stick with us. It can cause depression. It can cause suicidal ideation. It is a form of bullying. It is painful. Person that can control it, I can control the words that come out of my mouth. And I think it's really important for those of you that might recognize that you are verbal abusers to start making those changes. You don't want to be a verbal abuser. You don't want to be a verbal bully. So I need to take a commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. It's going to be news break this time.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Rescue crews are on the scene of a collision between a light rail train and car in downtown Baltimore. The city's Office of Emergency Management says the collision happened at the Convention Center station near the Camden Yards complex, and there are people trapped. No word on any injuries just yet. House Speaker John Boehner is expressing confidence in Representative Paul Ryan, who recently said he'd be willing to take Boehner's place as Speaker.
He's a very good member. He works hard. He's very bright. And he has good relationships, I think, with all the wings of the party.
Yesterday, Ryan said he'd consider replacing Boehner, who indicated he'd resign from the post and Congress at the end of the month. However, Ryan said he'd only do so if he got the backing of certain groups, including the Conservative Freedom Caucus. Alabama Representative Mo Brooks says the caucus still supports Florida Congressman Daniel Webster to be the next speaker, but will talk to Ryan about the post. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Turn down that radio!
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-485-4408. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-485-4408. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-485-4408.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. And I am talking today about abuse. And October is National Abuse Awareness Month. So I am talking about that in terms of providing awareness. I've talked about the physical aspect of domestic abuse, and I've talked about the verbal, which sometimes can be more damaging than the physical, because part of what it does is it lingers in our heads. So, excuse me, other types of abuse, other than the verbal and the physical, is emotional abuse. Withholding emotions. Again, it's bullying. Excuse me. It is jealous behavior, envy, rage, verbal aggression. We've heard of the term gaslighting. Do you know that comes from a movie back in, I think it's the either late 30s, early 40s. If you have never seen the movie, I suggest seeing it. It's an excellent film. And it's about this woman who is married to, very wealthy woman, married to this man who actually wants to get her money. And he plays little tricks. He gives her a brooch and then he steals it. And he says, "What did you do with it?" And she says, "Well, I put it in the drawer. You saw me." He goes, "Well, it's not there now. I think you misplaced it." Things like that. Well, and he would do things of that nature so that, you know, "Well, you forgot." And "No, I don't, you really," and until she gets to an emotional state of almost frenzy at times, because she thinks she's losing her mind. She thinks she's going crazy. And it is a great film to observe emotional abuse, because he is toying with her emotions. So we call that now, from that movie, gaslighting. One of the reasons the movie's called that is because he'd go up in the attic and search through her trunks, and he would turn on the gas light, because it was during the time when lights were heated by, lit by gas lamps. And so when he would turn his lamp on up in the attic, hers would flicker. Okay, so that was why it was called Gaslight. But again, excellent movie. Intimidation. Threatening physical harm. Destruction of pets. Forced isolation. Putting someone down in front of family or friends. Again, telling someone that they're stupid. You should know better. How many of us have heard that? Well, that's emotional abuse. Putting someone down physically. You're fat, you're ugly, you're too thin, now you're so bony. All of those things, they hurt emotionally. There is such a thing as constructive criticism. Constructive criticism is a good thing. We want to provide criticism in a way that is constructive, not destructive. If it's destructive criticism, it is emotional abuse. I remember in college, I was taking some drawing classes, and one of the things that had to happen is after you completed your work, after everyone completed their assignment, we had to put it up on the walls of the art room. And where I did my undergraduate work, Moravian College, they have a great art program, and we had this huge room. I mean, it was huge room that was probably three stories high. It had a gallery up around it, and a big pile of junk in the middle with mannequin pieces and parts of pianos and shapes and cones, and we would have to draw different aspects of this, and then, like I said, we'd have to put them up on the wall, and we would critique, saying things like, I really like how you did this, and, you know, my eye gets drawn to that section there, and, you know, I think one of the things that might be helpful in the future would be to, you know, pull these lines into this corner, so it kind of really pulls somebody's, you know, eyes to that, and all of that was helpful. It was helpful. It wasn't, oh man, that's really ugly. What a stupid drawing that is. What made you draw that stupid thing? Or it was about being constructive. So it's important for all of us to learn to accept constructive criticism, because those things can actually help us improve what we're doing. At the same time, destructive criticism becomes verbal abuse. It's aggressive. It's painful. It can, what's the word I'm looking for? It can try and make one person dominant over another. So that is something that it's important to know. Notice your words. We have economic abuse, financial abuse. That's where one person has unauthorized use of someone else's personal property, money, pension, valuables. In a relationship, it's one person having control over the other person's access to economic resources. I want to know what you spend, how you spend. I expect a receipt. I'm giving you an allowance. You're not allowed to look in the checkbook. The accounts are not something that you look at, but you need to give me any money that you make. I expect that you're going to spend only this much on groceries. I don't care if you don't have enough money, you're going to have to figure it out. You went to get a cup of coffee with your friend, where's the receipt? A lot of control over those kinds of things. It may even include preventing the victim from obtaining an education. Spending the victim's money without his or her consent. Or creating debt using the other person's money. Completely saving the victim's savings against their will. Exploiting the person for economic gain. When in a relationship, again, it's teamwork. My money and your money, we make agreements on how to handle it. Now, I will say my husband and I am on his checking account. He's on my checking account. That's in case, God forbid, something happens to either one of us. We have access to each other's financial accounts. He has his bills, and we've talked about what bills are his. Like, you know, he pays the car insurance and cable bill, electric bill, and many things. I pay for the groceries, pay for my credit cards. I pay the taxes because I have my business. And so we split things. Pretty much, I'm going to say 50-50. And there are times where he may say, oh, gosh, I'm running low this month. Okay, I've got a couple hundred extra. This is for you, or vice versa. So we share with each other. We help each other out. And we don't talk about, oh, I just went and spent $25 on something. That's fine. But if we have a large purchase, like we're talking about, we need to buy a new mattress. It's time. It's time to get a new mattress. So it's something we talk about. How much do we want to spend? How much are we willing to spend? What is in our budget? Do we save for it? Do we put on the credit card and pay for it that way? How do we want to handle this? So we get together and we talk about how to manage our money together. And we don't really have a system that says, oh, well, all right, can I have, you know, I need to borrow $20 for gas. Okay, well, I'll pay you back. We don't do that. We don't really hold each other accountable. We trust each other. If I need to borrow from you, you need to borrow from me. In the long run, it all kind of balances out. And it's all going into the same function, which is the things that we need to do to maintain our household and our relationship and our going back and forth to work. And we're both pretty frugal. And those are things that we do, how we manage our money. We talk about it. We look at it as teamwork. Blaming someone for spending or not managing money is more abusive. Sitting down and saying, okay, let's talk about what's going on financially and how we can create a system that works for both of us. Interestingly enough, 20 to 50% of people who are victims of abuse from their partner have ended up losing their job. And 35 to 56% of victims of domestic violence are harassed at work by their partners. And this oftentimes happens, again, because we come from a place of being the victim. And again, on a financial note, denying the victim access to money, forbidding the victim to maintain a bank account where she is or he is totally dependent upon the other person financially for food, shelter, clothing, that's abusive. That's controlling. That's not teamwork. We no longer live in the time when the wife stays at home and the husband gives her her allowance, like a nice little girl, and she has to stay within that budget. We don't live there anymore. We now live in a time where many people have a two-income family. So the money I make has to contribute. The money he makes has to contribute. We have to talk about it together. Figure out what we're going to spend, what our budget is together. It's part of the team. Now, where children are concerned, I think it's extremely important to teach your children how to manage money. Give them an allowance. Now, I don't believe that an allowance needs to be something that is used for punishment. You can say, you know, you get, there's chores and you get paid for it. But that's okay. I'm all right with that. I think chores are important. You can even use some other means and still give your child an allowance. But it's important to teach your child about spending, about savings, about the value of money, how to balance a checkbook. How to, and I know, checkbook. Who does checkbooks anymore? But, you know, we do reconciliations on the computer. We can do that. Take them to the bank. Teach them. It's important to teach them how to manage their money, how to save money, what different kinds of savings accounts are, and what they mean. This is important. It's very easy to abuse children with money. Again, like denying a child education. Now, it's different if you cannot afford it. But saying, well, not only can I not afford sending you to college, I'm not going to allow you to get a college loan. That's abusive. Or the child has got money saved from gifts and whatnot, and you take the child's money to go buy a car. That's abusive. Or elder abuse. You use money and property without permission, or you take it from them, or you use their signature to forge financial transactions, or you coerce them and influence them to sign over a deed, wills, or power of attorney, and you deceive them into believing that money is exchanged for the promise of lifelong care. So that would fall under the guise of elder abuse. So we can have child abuse, elder abuse, spousal financial abuse, you know, or relationship where it comes under financial. And the last thing that I want to talk about in domestic abuse is sexual abuse. And sexual abuse can happen between adults. It can happen adults to children. It can be what we would call being molested, being touched inappropriately, all the way to full intercourse and rape. We can have marital rape. Sexual abuse with a child is interesting to say this, because sometimes we don't realize that it is abusive. When we are exposing children to things like sexual movies or pornography, when we talk to our children about our sexual problems, when we make fun of their bodies as they are developing, and when we touch them, obviously, inappropriately. Sexual abuse from a family member is called incest. There can be long-term psychological trauma, post-traumatic stress, as a consequence. Globally, approximately 18 to 19% of women and 8% of men disclose being sexually abused when they were children. However, it's something we don't talk about. And it is the not talking, it's the talking about it that is taboo. It's really important to talk about it. I deal with clients all the time who struggle with being sexually abused as children and suffer from post-traumatic stress. They often are depressed, anxious, suicidal. They have their own sexual issues as a consequence. Sometimes people need to go to the hospital for treatment because of rape, sexually transmitted diseases, hepatitis. Short-term treatment with benzodiazepines may help with acute anxiety and antidepressants to help with symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder and panic attacks as a consequence of sexual abuse. And ultimately, it is one person having sexual authority over and control over another, compelling the other person to engage in a sexual unwanted act. There's also sexual harassment in the workplace or in education. It's an ugly thing that does happen here and around the world. There's situations where young girls are forced into marriage at age 12 or 11. Now, they may say, oh, that's our culture, and yet at the same time, we know that they're still children. It's all part of the domestic abuse. So, there is help. There's always help. And that includes going to counseling, seeking out help. You may need to even go to authorities such as, the police, make a police report, get a restraining order, go to a shelter, a safe shelter. We have Safe in Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County. It's not easy to it's not easy sometimes to leave that relationship or get help. But it's really important to do so. And for the abuser, it is learning how to handle and manage anger and control. And ultimately, with everyone, it's learning about some humility, connection, spirituality, self-esteem building, good communication styles. When I've done anger management classes, I've said it's okay to be angry. It's what you do with it. That is the issue. What we do with it. Cognitive behavioral. Basically, that is about how I handle my belief systems. People should, I expect that you would, changing that. Changing that so that you learn how to manage your anger in a different way. Definitely getting help. If you recognize that you are an abuser, get help. If you recognize that you are being abused, get help. You don't have to suffer with this, and you don't have to struggle with this. It's very important to get the help that you need. Relationships are not to be painful. Relationships are to be something where we can grow as individuals and grow together. Very important. So I hope this was useful. By all means, Google domestic violence. There are many, many different links that you can find with information on the topic, as well as information in terms of how and where to get help. Of course, always calling 911. That's one huge thing. You can go to thehotline.org. That's a www.thehotline.org. And it gives you ways to get help, get involved, to stay safe. So I reached pretty much the end of my show for today. And I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show. I want to give you a little bit of information. I am active on the board of the In Awe Foundation. Some of you may know Meena Singh, who has a program on Tuesdays called Speak Up and Step Out. And the In Awe Foundation, which is a nonprofit, they are going to have an event on Thursday, October 29th at the Tap House Grill in Hackettstown. 1930 Route 57. Again, that's Thursday, October 29th from 12 to 8. It is time for fun, for learning, to get involved. Please, you can go on www.inawfoundation.org to get more information. You can call 973-440-8427 also for more information. And the In Awe Foundation's focus is about abuse, addiction, and anger. So it is definitely what I talked about today. So if you're struggling with abuse, addiction, or anger, please, by all means, reach out to the In Awe Foundation. Again, that's www.inawfoundation.org. They will be having an event Thursday, October 29th from 12 to 8 at the Tap House Grill in Hackettstown. So please, by all means, join us for some food and some fun and some learning about abuse, addiction, and anger. We don't need to be haunted by our past. We can move forward. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. And if you're interested in finding out more information about me, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altarol, O-L-L, Counselor, O-R.net. If you have any suggestions for my show, you can call me at 908-581-2277. Also, I have in private practice, and I'm always open for new clients struggling with abuse issues, addiction issues, depression, anger, post-traumatic stress, you name it, I probably do it. Individuals, couples. I don't keep a waiting list. Please visit me again on the web at www.altarolcounselor.net or give me a call at 908-581.